When President Bush rejected the Kyoto Climate Treaty 1 year ago, he said his administration would draw up its own plan to study the causes of global warming and what to do about them. A panel of climate researchers at the National Academy of Sciences has reviewed the president's first draft. Their report, which was released yesterday, says the plan has some serious shortcomings. Thomas Gradle chaired the panel. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is this climate change research plan intended to do?
This is an initiative of the government that builds on the global change research program that has been in effect for about a decade, but it adds an interesting new initiative called the Climate Change Research Initiative, which is intended to improve the integration of scientific knowledge into effective decision-making on the short term.
But your panel says the plan in its present draft hasn't managed to do that yet.
Our feeling is that there's a solid foundation here, but as yet, the plan, which I emphasize is a draft plan, lacks a guiding vision, clear goals, and some explicit priorities.
So there was something good in the report?
We definitely think it builds on a solid foundation. It has some exciting new ideas. We don't recommend starting from scratch here, but we think there's a lot of work still to be done.
You say that it does little to help state and local officials deal with flooding and coastal erosion in the east and drought in the west, which may be linked to global warming. Is it possible that the administration doesn't see these as being linked to global warming?
I don't think I would characterize the situation in that way. The plan clearly calls out local and regional stakeholders for attention, but beyond that, it's not yet very clear how that is to happen. Most of the previous work on climate has been done at national and global levels, and it is the process of translating that information down to local and regional levels that is a big challenge, appreciated by the plan, but not yet spelled out as to how this is likely to happen.
You say the draft plan lacks most of the basic elements of a strategic plan: a guiding vision, executable goals, clear timetables, and criteria for measuring progress. Isn't that what a plan is supposed to do?
I think a plan needs to identify the components that it wants to include and the goals it wants to reach, and then structure itself so that it can do that. We think there is the promise that that could happen, but at this point, as you point out, many of the components that would, in a strategic or management sense, don't yet seem to be in place. I would emphasize that the plan is a draft. It was put out very publicly to invite input and revision, and we suspect that many aspects of the plan will be considerably improved when our committee gets a chance to review the revised plan later this year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thomas Gradle chaired the National Academy of Sciences panel of climate researchers and is a professor of industrial ecology at Yale University.